The Gospels According to Love, audio, Mark chapter 1, Love Sends Messengers, April 9, 2005. In the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of Love, as written by Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send Love's messenger before you, who will prepare your way before Love. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way for Love. Make straight the path for Love. John the Baptist baptized in the wilderness, in the river Jordan. He preached a baptism of repentance for the remission of hate. There went out to John all those who were from the land of Judea and those of Jerusalem, confessing their hate and fears. They were baptized in the river by John. John clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, ate locust and wild honey. He preached, saying, there comes a mightier one than I after me. The latch of his shoes I am not worthy to loosen. I indeed baptize you with water. He who comes will baptize with the Spirit of Love. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee to be baptized by John in the river Jordan. Straight away when he came up out of the water, Jesus saw the heavens open up. Love, shaped as a dove, descended upon him, and there came a voice from heaven saying, you are beloved Son, in whom we are well pleased. Immediately the Spirit of Love drove Jesus into the wilderness. He stayed in the wilderness 40 days with the wild beast, tempted by his own hates and fears. When Jesus had converted his fears, he was weakened so that the angels came and ministered to Jesus. After John became in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of love, saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of love is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he beheld Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, come and follow after me. I will make you fishers of mankind. Straightaway, they laid down their nets and they followed Jesus. When Jesus went a little while further, he beheld James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their ships mending nets. Jesus called them. James and John left their father Zebedee in the ship with hired servants, and they went after Jesus. They went to Capernaum straightaway on the Sabbath day. There Jesus entered into the synagogue to teach. The people became astonished at Jesus' doctrine, for Jesus taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. There in the synagogue was a man possessed with hateful spirits. They cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth? You have come to destroy us. We know who you are, the Holy One of Love. Jesus rebuked the hate, saying, hold your peace and come out of him. When the hateful spirits had torn him, he cried out with a loud voice, and the hate came out. Everyone became amazed. They questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? With authority, Jesus commands the hateful spirits, and they do obey him." Immediately, Jesus' fame spread throughout all the region round about Galilee. After coming out of the synagogues, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay with a fever, so they told Jesus about her. Jesus took her by the hand and he lifted her up. Immediately the fever left her and she ministered to them. At evening, when the sun set, they brought to Jesus all those being diseased and possessed with hate. All the city gathered together at the door. Jesus healed those sick of many diseases. He cast out much hate and suffered it not to speak, because the hate knew Jesus. In the morning, rising up a great while before dawn, Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place. There Jesus prayed. Simon and those with Jesus followed him. When they found him, they said to him, "All seek you." Jesus replied to them, "Let us go into the nearby towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came forth." Jesus preached in the synagogues throughout Galilee, casting out hates. There came a leper to Jesus, beseeching him, saying to Jesus, "If you will, you can make me clean." Jesus became moved with compassion, and he put forth his hand, touching the leper and saying to him, "I will, be yourself clean." Immediately after Jesus had spoken, the leprosy departed from the man, and he became clean. Jesus charged him and sent him away, saying, "You say nothing to anyone. Go your way and show yourself to the priest after your cleansing, those things that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." He, being healed of the leprosy, instead went out and began to publish it much, to blaze abroad the manner, so that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. He stayed without in desert places, and still the people came to Jesus from every quarter.